This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, April 30th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the stock market. There was a lot of bearish news at the opening, and specifically that the global chip shortage is getting worse, and a lot of automotive companies like Ford have warned about production. Apple, of course, warned that the global chip shortage might impact its production of Macs and some iPads. So I just want to address this briefly because it's kind of all over the news. We've known about this for a long time. That's why we own Taiwan Semiconductor and United Microelectronics. Now, these are Taiwanese companies. There's three industrial parks in Taiwan. There is an acute water shortage in Taiwan. You need a lot of water to make semis. United Microelectronics is bringing water via trucks. And Taiwan's an interesting place because they get half their water from typhoons, which is, of course, a hurricane. So they actually have to root for a typhoon / hurricane to hit their island to get some water. But this is old news. We all knew about this, okay? The only new news is that everybody's warning it's going to continue. So you know what happens when it continues? Everybody just takes the chips and puts them in their high-end products versus their low-end products. So the high-end Macintosh computers will be available. Same thing with the high-end iPads. Same thing with the high-end vehicles. If you look at the production shutdowns, okay, they're shutting down the lower margin vehicles. And I do know that Ford had to shut and curtail production at the F-150 plants. Obviously, they make a lot of F-150s, okay? And obviously, they're very good margin. But by and large, corporate America will figure out how to deal with this, okay? So we really shouldn't worry about it. And some companies are just keep talking about that big freeze in February that rattled everybody. Now, there was a bad fire at one of the chip-making plants in Japan, and that caused some issues. But folks, we were prepared for this, okay? This is old news. And you know what happens on Fridays? People just want to leave for the weekend, okay? And so what if traders were going to sell, they sold it the morning. I've seen the market try to firm up under the surface. The other thing I'm seeing is that small caps are definitely being more responsive to earnings than large caps, okay? Not that all large cap stocks have gone down in the wake of stunning results. And this goes back to what we call a bunny stock. A bunny stock tends to sit, it tends to hop, and large caps tend to trade more on the analyst comments. But we have positive analyst revisions on the large cap stocks, and so I'm not worried about them. They obviously were leaders last year. Small and mid and international have been leaders this year, okay? But I'm not worried about it. We are fully prepared for any glitches in the economy. And there are glitches. Obviously, we're going to profit from the chip shortage because we have the chip stocks. We're profiting from the container ship shortage. We have container stocks, okay? There's soaring prices of copper and other commodities. We have steel and copper stocks, okay? So we're well prepared. We have home builders, okay? They're obviously benefiting from the boom that's underway. So again, I'm not worried about anything that hits the news media, tries to warn you. Now, we did have news on household income today, and it soared 21.1% in March because of those checks were in the mail and the direct deposits. But the key with economy here moving forward is the velocity of money. Is the velocity of money going to continue, or is it going to stall? And it looks like it's continuing because, you know, hiring's up. Unemployment's going to keep falling. It's springtime going in the summertime here, so everybody gets out and about. Folks, it's just time to be happy. And I want to apologize that Wall Street wants to be miserable sometimes. But I do know that some stocks are priced for perfection, okay? But the truth of the matter is, we'll never have an earnings environment this good, probably in my lifetime, okay? We'll never have an economic environment this strong, okay? This is as good as it gets. And now we want to make sure it settles back down and multiple industries prosper. Now, as any market goes higher, it gets more narrow, it gets more selective, okay? And that's about what we're going to see. And the market's desperately going to be looking for stocks that can sustain strong sales and earnings momentum when things just start to slow down just a bit. Now, when we're talking about slowing down, you know, we're talking about 4% GDP growth, okay? They just announced we're over 6% in the first quarter. And they're going to revise that higher probably. So it looks very, very good. I just don't see anything derailing the market. Now, obviously, Congress is going to want to might increase our taxes a bit. As long as the tax increases are considered modest, we're going to be okay. But, you know, there's so much infighting, and there's more infighting over those SALT deductions, the state and local tax deductions, than the tax increases themselves. So the side that wants to raise your taxes also wants to give you bigger deductions, you know, which is very important if you live in a blue state because you can write off all your property taxes and things like that. So it's just a fascinating environment we're in, and I'm just not that worried. I just think we should enjoy the moment, let everything grow and prosper. I know there are some bearish people saying that the market's going to be lower a year from now. Well, no one can see that far out, just so you know, okay? It's hard for me to see out more than two or three quarters, okay? But from what I see, it looks awfully good. So I think we should just hang on, enjoy the ride, not let things disrupt the market. We know there's some inflation brewing. That's good. That gets spending up, okay? The Fed engineered that on purpose. We're watching the bond yields. They're doing okay. You know, Wall Street is underwriting a tremendous amount of debt, especially corporate debt, okay? And you know what that's going to do? Companies are going to borrow these ultra-cheap rates to buy their stock back and things like that. So, I don't know. I just really see a lot of positive things out there and really nothing negative. So, I want you to enjoy the year. I want you to enjoy the economic recovery. I want you to not worry about the market when you have stocks with good sales and earnings. Because even if they have good sales and earnings and get hit briefly in profit-taking, they're going to bounce right back, okay? It's as simple as that. And let me give you one example. So Enphase Energy is a stock that makes these solar inverters. And in places like California, when you build your house, you have to put up solar. And there's been a setback in California because if you get a Tesla Powerwall, they want you to have Tesla solar. And that's not working out too well right now. Tesla doesn't have the relationships with all the contractors that are often required. So who's winning is Enphase Energy, which makes what some people think is a superior lithium battery pack and solar inverter. So when the solar's coming in, it can run your house. It can sell some excess to the grid. A lot of inverters don't do that. They just fill the power wall and then they sell to the house after it hits a certain level, and then, of course, they sell to the grid at a certain level. So the Enphase Energy system is superior, okay? The other thing is Generac has an incredible amount of dealers out there, and they sell these lithium battery packs to run your house too, okay? And the reason lithium is a big deal in California is they don't want you to hook up a natural gas generator and things like that. In fact, natural gas is banned in California now, new construction. So what's happening is, you know, that they hit Enphase, okay? They hit Generac. They're great stocks. They're great. I'm not even worried about them. You know, of course, I own them, okay? So if you see a very strong stock get hit, it's a great buy, okay? The same thing would happen with ServiceNow, a great cloud computing company, okay? That's a good buy. So I just want you to know that the environment is perfect, okay? We will never get better earnings than this. We will never get bigger surprises than this. We'll never have a stronger economy than this, okay? There are shortages. There are glitches in the economy, but we're prospering from it because we own the stocks that make the chips. We own the shipping stocks, the container stocks. We're able to profit from any bottleneck shortages out there. We're profiting from commodity inflation, okay? And we have the copper and steel stocks as an example, okay? So don't worry about it, folks. I'm very comfortable, confident. Now, I'm somebody that's obsessed with fundamentals. And when the fundamentals are good, you know, I stay on track, okay? I wouldn't get off track Yeah, just because the stock didn't go up every single day. But by and large, I'm ecstatic with this earnings announcement season. I'm ecstatic that we have some good buying opportunities. I do know the small cap stocks are doing a little better than the large cap stocks, as we just had a lot of big pops, okay? But small cap stocks are bunnies. They sit, they hop. So after they pop this month, they probably have to rest for 2 months, okay? So I just want you to know that it looks awfully good. And we got still more good earnings to go through. We're not even halfway through this earnings announcement season. So hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to update you during these fast market conditions. And I do want you to know that the bears on Wall Street, they might have been speaking out this morning, but I bet they've left their desk and now they're headed to the beach or something somewhere this weekend. So they just try to scare you and then leave. And it's kind of a hit-and-run job. And I like how the fact the market firmed up after the opening. So I think we're going to be okay. And so don't worry about it. It's time to grow and prosper. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.